Mobile. Haven't heard Jody out there this week.
Excuse me. Had to go in early or something.
Give me a drive a minute. I'll be right back here for him. You
drag him out of the woods somehow.
Yeah, he was sandbagging on us. You got the right lane's closed. You're going up through here, and then the right lane opens up. About the time the right lane opens up, the left lane is closing.
The closure's coming down the mountain there, and the speed limit's down to 35, but you could run 60 through there, and people would still be pushing you through there. They just don't understand. Drop the speed. Even when things aren't going on, just because you don't know what happened out there overnight.
KN4MUF.
Jody, KO4HKX.
Morning, Jody, KN4GFW.
Patrick, yeah, I just haven't had my truck, so I ain't been able to get on the radio without using just a handy walkie-talkie, but, no, I just got it back this last night from having that program, or that module programmed.
That deep. I agree. To me, that's a safety issue. It shouldn't be that way, but that's the way all of them are now. I don't mean anything from about, it started right around 05 for most manufacturers when they went to the CAN network. But it got progressively worse the newer they got. And so, no way around it now. About every vehicle that way, and they all use the same network setup.
I see that. And with that in mind, you know, that's just what they want. You know, you can't afford to take it somewhere else, so when it runs out of warranty, you got to trade it back in to get another vehicle.
I agree. There's already companies out there wanting to do away with vehicle private ownership. California is one of them. That way, you don't ever own your vehicle. You have to lease it from wherever.
Same point in our life.
You go to work. Double with you, Jody.
I didn't hear a thing you said.
And how close are you to work?
5 minutes out, at least.
I got time this morning. I'm a little early.
We're doing.
Other than this cough I can't get rid of, I'm doing fine, doing great.
Yeah, I had that crap a while back, you know, when I got sick. That's one thing I couldn't get rid of, that stupid cough.
Lots of people got it when you start looking around or talking to people. Everybody's got the cough and can't seem to get rid of it. KO4HX.
It's like we got some rain moving in tonight and in the morning.
I was looking at that, and even if it wasn't, I think the ground's going to be too wet to do what we were wanting to do this weekend.
I agree with you. Make it easy for taking trees out, but it would sure destroy everything you're trying to do.
That, so we'll just keep trying. It'll happen soon enough when it's time.
No problem. I went and had lunch with Ken last Friday.
KN4TFW?
Not Ken, damn it. Eric, sorry.
Did you finally get your grinder?
I did.
Not terrible. I don't have a sinus infection anymore. But they're still draining from time to time. Something flares them up.
Well, same way. It's still, you know, I don't have an infection, but it's just an aggravating thing. You want to talk about something funny? I got to do a backhoe rodeo today.
Backhoe rodeo? Is that what you said?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I said. County, they give you a bunch some obstacles to do with a backhoe, and if you're one of the top two fastest ones to do it and do it the best, then you get to go play against the boys in the state. But it's called an equipment rodeo, but it's a backhoe rodeo.
So y'all are playing games today with heavy equipment.
Yeah, you're about right. When that dozer pushing dirt, backfilling that big old pipe before we get this rain.
Everybody compete in it, or you, can you choose to?
Sign up for it. Interesting. It should be fun.
It at least be entertaining.
You know, it'll be like I said, it'll be fun. You know, this is just our 8-hour days anyway right now, so this week. So, it'll get something to do in the morning time.
Roger that. I don't guess there's a whole lot going on with this rain going through anyway.
We'd more or less kind of be on standby for any trees or big washouts and that kind of stuff to go attack them as soon as it gets happened. So I'll let you go. I'm about 2 minutes away from where I got to park.
Sitting here looking at the tool truck, trying to decide if I want to get up and get moving or not. But it's good to talk to you this morning. I'll go ahead and get my day started. And Jody, you be careful out there and have fun on your rodeo there. And good luck. KO4HGX, clear on your final.
Patrick, it's a blessing to talk to you. Enjoy your day, sir. I hope it goes good for you. And Have a blessed day. KF4MUF, 73s.